everybody. This is House of Dark. Welcome to an episode of Real Talk. We're going to jump into this. I'm just going to say, I apologize for my voice. If you guys heard my last episode about the Fall Guy, you'll know why my voice is all kind of jacked up. So if it goes crazy, I apologize. Hopefully, by the time I do this episode, another episode of this, it'll be completely recovered from me being sick. But we're going to get into it. We must go forward. Yeah. But it's all messed up. All right. So this weekend is the release of the fourth movie of the current Planet of the Apes franchise, is Kingdom for the Planet of the Apes. This is the fourth movie. This whole thing was rebooted in 2011 with Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Now we have our fourth movie, which, if you asked me, I'm like, I didn't think we needed it. I feel like, I know if you go back to the old stuff, we're talking about the old stuff. There were like, what, 9 movies that came out from this bad boy? It was a bunch. If we looked into it, it's a bunch. So, I think it was like 9 movies. I know it was a box set. I saw the box set. It was a bunch of them. And so, I figured they're like, let's continue on like just like with the old one. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But the point is, this takes place. So, you kind of find out. This is the one thing I'm going to spoil for you guys. You kind of find out. I don't know if you can see it in the trailer. Because it didn't dawn on me in the trailer. It was a different character. But it is. So this story has to do with the main ape protagonist, Noah. Not Caesar's son, Noah. So you find out that this is generations after war for the Planet of the Apes. So at this point, we're not even dealing with Caesar's family. I don't know if they're alive. I don't know what's happened to them. The movie does not explain it. I don't know. But the point is, you're following the arc of Noah and his dealings with the human he runs into, and then there's a warring faction. You see it in the trailer of another, I guess if you want to call it a kingdom of apes, and their conflict. So this movie is long. I think it was like a 2.5-hour movie. I didn't realize it was that long. This movie was long, and the problem is it felt like it was long, and this is why I'm concerned about this, because if you go back and watch the other 3 movies, you don't feel like it's a long movie. This movie, you know, like they always say, you can tell this movie could have been this movie could have ended sooner. This movie, I felt it was the same way. The problem I have with this movie is that, number one, I feel like we didn't need it. Number two, I feel like there's a lot of unanswered questions that they left us from the previous movie. There's so much that never got clarified. What happened to Caesar's family? What happened to the kingdom? Why is there another faction of apes? When did they get established? What's with this one village of apes? When did this get started? All these different, what happened to the humans? What's going on with the humans? Why are they also now, like, they're walking around like cattle? Like, they look like, you know, because we know if you watched a 2017 movie, for spoiler for you guys, it's the virus is turning all the humans, most humans, into derp chickens. Their base, their cognitive functions that allows them to speak and think like a sentient being is diminishing. And you see that in the movie with Woody Harrelson as the main bad guy. You see it happen. So you know what the virus is doing to humanity outside of like, I think at first it was outright killing them at first, and then it started just the turning them back to just basic, not even back, just turning them into animals in a sense of just everything's on basic instinct function instead of being sentient beings. So in this movie, that's humans for the most part are like that until you run into this character. I don't know in the trailer they reveal her name yet, but you find out in the movie. So anyways, you see Noah's whole trek with this human and the conflict with these apes. And I just feel like I was bored. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think. When was the last movie I was bored through in tears? Oh, I know. Wakanda Forever. That was 3 hours of my life just wasting away. I will say this movie's to that level, but there's so much story-wise, I feel like none of it made sense. And I feel like some of it should have been, here's the thing, I'll be straight with you guys. If we're going to start a new story in the same universe, with a different group or different family or different main protagonist. There's nothing wrong with that. However, tie up loose ends. End the arc of other characters before you proceed to move on to a whole group of new people. I hate that when they do that in the story. Oh, we're just gonna time skip. Why? You haven't even finished the story of these characters. You know, at least give us a prologue, an idea of what happened to the rest of them. Or do it in dialogue, something. Give us something to tell us how the story ends for these characters before we move on to new characters. And I think that's what made me mad. It was just like, why? There's so much that hasn't been answered. Why are we in this situation? Why is this group different from anybody else? Why is it like almost in a movie, like they turned Caesar into a myth at this point in the movie? It's weird. Or religion, or both. It's bizarre. It's bizarre to me. And I don't think it was the same director from the last three movies. I forget who did the last three. But you can feel the difference. And like stuff was fine, like the CG was fine. It was just like a lot of the story just didn't hit for me. And I didn't care about anybody. This is why I was telling people, nope, we didn't have enough time with these characters to even establish relationships with them. So when you go watch Rise of the Planet of the Apes, you meet Caesar as a baby chimp. And you get to watch James Franco raise Caesar like it was his child. So when he got old enough and then the experiment medication on him and it turned him like it made him sentient and smart, able to communicate, and he became self-aware and super smart, and so it affected his relationship with James Franco's character. You are in it. You watch the growth of this character through the entire movie. So by the time you get to the third film, you're invested in this character and his life. And his family, and his friends. You don't get this in this movie. You don't get to see this character grow to be something. There's supposed to be character growth with Noah, but it's so short-lived, and it's sudden. Because here's the thing, when I saw it, I was like, I already know what this is going to do. I already know what's going to happen at the end of the movie for this character. I knew that at the beginning of the movie, and I hated it, because I was right. And that's because they didn't give, but like, once again, there's a moment where you're supposed to feel bad for him. Who cares? There's a moment where you're supposed to have this connection between him and other characters. Who cares? We don't get to know these guys. We don't get to know these characters, these apes. We don't get to know them to even understand why they're important to each other. We know one's his mom, one's his dad, that's his best friend. We get those dynamics, but that's it. And I feel that hurt the movie. Also, like I said, the plot was weird. There's so many just things that were missing. And then, like, one of the big reveals, I already kind of figured it out. It was just like, this is not really a big reveal. Like, it's just, and the ending was only okay. It was just like, all right. I felt like the conflict made no sense. I didn't understand why this even existed. It was just, I feel like they're trying to make a movie to make a movie. And the fact that they did this with Star Wars as well, by the way. When they go like, oh, we want to start, and they did it with not just Star Wars, they did it with The Matrix as well. You always can tell when they're trying to start fresh, and I say fresh in quotations because even in Star Wars, they brought back old characters just like they did in Matrix Resurrection. They always want to go X amount of years later. Like in Star Wars, it was 30 years. In The Matrix, it was 60. And Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, they don't say how many years, they just say generations. So that could be two generations, three generations, 10 generations. We have no idea how long between one movie to the other movie time has gone by. And I think for me, that hurts the movie. When you go, we're going to make a movie this many years later, all you're telling me is that you just want to make up your own stuff without having the consequences of the previous story. Which would be fine if you didn't reference the characters in the past at all. But even at that moment, it messes with the story because, wait, when did this get established? Wait, why did this change? Why is it like this? Because in the last movie we just saw, it was A, B, C, and D. I hate that. I hate when they do that. You know what other franchise did that? It's not a movie, but it's a gaming franchise. It's Mass Effect. When they made Mass Effect Andromeda, they put it And they put it a long, they put 600 years because it took them 600 years to leave Earth to get all the way to the Andromeda system. So guess what it does? It gave you an opportunity to put a huge gap between Shepard and his adventure, his or her adventure, because depending who you make, to the current storyline in Andromeda. And guess what? It hurt it. I mean, other things hurt that game as well, like graphics, character customization, the gameplay. There's other things. But when they do that, that's their excuse to take liberties. And I feel like it hurt Star Wars. It hurt The Matrix. It hurts this franchise as well. Stop doing that. And at least, and like I said, if you're going to do it, end the chapter of the previous characters if you're going to start fresh. Just do it. Or at least make a clean break. Act like it. Just, I don't know. It's just not done well. It wasn't done well. So for me, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it one bit. Like, I feel like the plot didn't make no sense. I feel like the characters were useless. Not useless. I feel like you didn't care about them. Like, the relationships weren't really clearly established. Yet they were and weren't. Like, it's so unnecessary. This movie was unnecessary. It really was. And like the motives, some of the motives, like, I don't understand. So what are you doing this for? Why do you need this? Why are you like this? Or you just because? All right, this is stupid. So for me, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, it's a solid 4. It's not trash, but it's not good. I don't know what I gave, like, I don't know what I gave certain other movies. Like, I don't know what I gave Wakanda for. I probably gave it a -1. But Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is not good. It's boring. I don't care about anybody. It's boring. The plot was dumb. Nothing was cool. Like, I just didn't care. And then in the movie, I just looked at Marvin and just shrugged. I just like, it's a movie. So if you want to see it, check it out. Let me know how you feel. What is your favorite Planet of the Apes movie? I mean, out of the three, what is your by far favorite? Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. This is the House of Darkner, trying to do the spin and Rooney in my room and not hurt myself. I'll see you later.